Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I am at a conference, and hopefully we will be broadcasting downstairs in the conference. But right now, you get a view of my hotel room in Lake Tahoe, because I'm in Lake Tahoe right now. Woohoo! I love Lake Tahoe. It is exquisite. It is beautiful. We're here for the Nevada Academy of Family Physicians. And so if I do sound like I'm a little bit away, it's because it's kind of remote. I'm amazed my equipment can do that well. Thank God for Wi-Fi. So far, so good. We got a lot to talk about. Red Cross was hacked. A lot of questions going on with masks and vaccines and some of the latest. But just, you know, in the last 24 hours, we've lost three icons. And it's bad things come in threes. So I hope there's no more. But it's just, this really, really hit a lot of people. And so Andre Leon Talley, fashion icon, we believe died of coronavirus. This happened a few days ago, and we're going to talk about that. Meatloaf, you know, I'm going to love you to the end of time. Meatloaf, whose career spanned decades, over six decades, 100 million albums sold worldwide. He was an actor, creator, producer, vibrant with life, passed away. And then Louis Anderson. We lost Louis Anderson. Louis Anderson, we'll start with him, 68 years old, a fantastic comedian. One of my favorite roles was in the Eddie Murphy Coming to America. I thought he did a great job at McDowell's, right? And the milkshake. Louis Anderson was amazing when it came to his humor. And he died of diffuse B-cell lymphoma. I need to double check. So diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. Lymphoma is very treatable. However, the diffuse large cell lymphoma is pretty rapid. And when it comes on, sadly, it can consume somebody. And so we don't have a lot of details because this was just breaking news. He was only 68 years old, won an Emmy for his performance in the show Baskets. Really just amazing artist. And you know, to lose him was a shock this morning. Andre Leon Talley, we learned, had passed away over the last few days. He passed away in a hospital in White Plains, New York. He was at the age of 73. We were told originally he had a heart attack, but people are saying he also had COVID, and he suffered from COVID. He was actually very cautious about COVID. And, you know, 73 years old, to me, again, just too young. And he died on Tuesday, but the acute cause of death was a heart attack. Now, I wish I could give these artists, you know, respect and time they deserve. It just, we lost three, and I wanted to kind of put this in one segment. In the middle of the night, we learned that Meatloaf had died. And Meatloaf was a very interesting, from a medical standpoint, Meatloaf had I don't know if you've been following his career. He was born in Dallas, Texas. And he wanted to be a football player. Meatloaf's dream was to be a football player. And then I believe his mom died of cancer. And when one interview, he said that his father had you know, inspired him to go into music, but he didn't have a good relationship with his father. Apparently his father, you know, abused alcohol, I think came at him with a butcher knife. And I think he just left when he was a teenager. And he just decided to go off the grid for a few months until somebody, his friend, found him. And then he ends up starting to pursue a career in music. But he said, I never wanted to be a rock star. I always wanted to be a football player. And his medical history, believe he had asthma, he had back issues, multiple back surgeries. But I've been following what was happening with Meatloaf because, and that, by the way, that's not his name. Meatloaf's original name is Marvin Lee Adey. Hope I'm pronouncing that right. And, which, by the way, how did he get his name, Meatloaf? Apparently, at 4 days old, he looked so red that the doctor said he looked like, you know, meat. He said, I got it when I was 4 days old. Not the loaf part, just the meat. Loaf came later because I was born bright red. He said, the doctor suggested they should keep me in the hospital for a few days. And my dad said he looks like 9.5 pounds of ground chuck meat. Oh, it was his dad. I want you to put a name tag on the front of that plastic crib with meat on it. So since he was a baby, he was called Meat. Then the second part of his name arrived when he was high school because his football coach in eighth grade screamed, get off my foot, you hunk of meatloaf. And I guess since then, he was called Meatloaf. But Meatloaf had multiple collapses. Do you remember 2003 he collapsed? I think 2011, I think 2016. So my father, before he died, collapsed. My family didn't tell me about it until after he died. And they go, yeah, you know, he collapsed, you know, a couple weeks prior. A collapse to me is always heart. I mean, until proven otherwise. Could be an abnormal rhythm, could be a heart attack. Nobody had told me, because if somebody told me, I mean, I would have got my butt down there saying, you get your heart looked at, get a cath, he ends up dying of an MI a couple weeks later. So when I heard that he had collapsed back in 2003, and people had said, oh, no, you know, it's just dehydration or exhaustion. It ended up being heart. Originally, we were told it was a heart attack, but he had a condition called Wolff-Parkinson-White. We don't talk a lot about Wolff-Parkinson-White on the show, or we haven't in a while, but Wolff-Parkinson-White is kind of where you have like an extra electrical pathway, and that extra electrical pathway kind of interferes with your heart's job to pump and be consistent. And so the heart's not working right, so you get chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitations, dizziness, and fainting. He had this two-hour procedure, so my guess is it was an ablation. An ablation for Wolff-Parkinson-White is where they insert a catheter and they zap the part of the heart that is starting that abnormal beat, either with cryotherapy or radio frequency, and, you know, he recovered from that nicely. They say he died of COVID. We aren't sure if he was vaccinated or not. We know that he wasn't an advocate of the mandates. He spoke out about the mandates a lot. But TMZ is reporting he died of COVID. And so with a cardiac history, with an asthmatic history, he always called himself a fat blank blank, which I would not. I thought he lost a lot of weight recently. He was going to be there was a TV show that was supposed to be launched in March, and he was recording. He was going to be recording in, another album, I believe. And so, you know, sadly, you know, we lost three icons in the matter of hours. And it's, I just hope no more happens. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Live from Tahoe, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, some good news. We have COVID slowly starting to subside. We usually follow Europe about 6 weeks, and so we do see that COVID is starting to retreat. Sadly, you are going to see numbers of deaths go up. Now, keep in mind, people don't have access to COVID tests. So new coronavirus cases, according to Reuters, are falling in parts of the United States. I expected that. I think we all expected that because when you get sick with COVID, you pretty much then shouldn't get it again in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. But on the flip side, nobody could get a test. So as I'm seeing patients and I'm following up on, or, and I'm getting, you know, feedback on, okay, well, you know, I have this symptom, this symptom, this symptom, it sounds like COVID. I go, okay, well, have you been able to test for COVID? They go, I don't have a test. And so online, a lot of people are using online, they're using telemedicine, and they don't test. So they don't have a test. They don't. So numbers are going to fall, but I personally feel it's going to go down anyway, even if we don't have enough people having access to tests, because once you have it, you should be good. I've been still coughing. I retested again. Still negative, but it, had the sore throat, felt that film in the back. Then I started to feel like the coating started to go into my lungs. My nose was running really bad. No real fever. Maybe I felt a little warm, but no major fever, no major body aches. But then the lungs started to feel like they were, getting a film. And that bothered me. That really bothered me. I felt fine after a couple days. I felt much better. So was still able to work from home. Was still able to work on my studio because nobody's around. Did my 5 to 10 days to 15 days isolation because I work from home anywhere or work in the studio. But I'm still having a cough. It's like there's still that residual inflammation. The virus should die. The virus should be dead. You know, but here I am, day 21, still having a little cough. So it's odd. Unless there's a different type of virus that's going around. A lot of people have tested negative. They eventually test positive with the tests. Not sure why I didn't, even though I had very similar symptoms as people with COVID. I did. I scrubbed my throat. I scrubbed my nose with that sucker. I did the drops. I know how to do a COVID test, but didn't show positive, so I'm not too sure. The funny thing is, nobody in my family did. Everybody got sick in my family, and nobody tested positive. So I start to wonder, was it maybe a different strain? Who knows? So COVID-19 infections have decreased in 19 states, including Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico in the past week. So that is a definite good sign. The drop was more modest at the national level. New reported cases down 7%. Again, you know, people aren't testing. They're like, look, I have it. I'm staying home. Yeah, the numbers are going to go down. In the Midwest, though, cases climbed 11% over the past 7 days compared with the previous week. They were up 2% in the South. According to Reuters, the increase has slowed considerably in recent weeks. Western states saw a 3% week-over-week drop in new infections. Again, people are asking, if you don't test, then will the cases drop? And why that's a real big deal, and I know a lot of us just want to move on and go to pre-pandemic life, not that that was perfect, is because when everybody does get their COVID tests, are we going to start hearing numbers are up? You know, think about it. Everybody's going to get, well, everyone who went on that website, covidtest.gov, if you haven't gone on the website, go ahead and go on it so you can get 4 free COVID tests from the government. I went on it. But assuming they'll fit into your mailbox, my mailbox is 3 inches high. If the box of the COVID test is about an inch, inch and a half to 2, how are 4 going to fit in there? So I'm not exactly sure how our 4 test package is going to get to us. Because are they going to have to leave it on our doorstep like Amazon? I don't know. Last thing we want is people stealing each other's COVID tests. But assuming you actually get your 4 COVID tests to you, despite your mailbox size, what do you think people are going to do? Are they going to just put it away in their closet like they should? Or are they going to be like, well, let's use it. This is cool. Look, I got all these tests. Why don't we, try it? I'm sure we're going to have a bunch of people post-COVID still test positive. So you're going to see a bump in numbers. And then are they going to go, oh my gosh, you see the numbers? Everybody has to make, we have to mandate. Everybody has to get another booster. You know, and it's like, come on, people. So, we really want to be honest about why the cases are going down. Are they going down because people aren't testing because they don't have test kits? And when they get the test kits, we're going to see another bump up because you could test positive sometimes for weeks after. Or is it that everybody's getting COVID? So no one's really left to infect. They say new cases are still averaging a high of 738,000 a day. This is down from a peak of 805,000 from January 15th. Deaths are going to lag. And so we are hearing that COVID death rates are rising. COVID deaths in the U.S., they say, are continuing to rise, up 13% in the past 2 weeks. 2,480 more cases have been added to the tally as of yesterday. They said more than 2,000 COVID deaths have been recorded in the U.S. for the third consecutive day, the first time since the week of Christmas. So even though infections are dropping, COVID cases, you know, COVID deaths. And, I mean, look, Meatloaf, we're being told, died of COVID. Did he die of Omicron? Now, mind you, you know, Meatloaf was 74. He had asthma. He had a cardiac condition. Who knows what his other medical issues are? But if he died of Omicron and they don't attribute it to anything else, then we're really kind of, you know, still looking at a virus where there's no rhyme or reason, where they will kill, it'll kill, or it'll just cause a cough for 3 weeks. And you know, it's frustrating because I know many of you are like, you know, oh my gosh, COVID, Omicron, everybody take some NyQuil. And as much as I want to appreciate those memes and try to bring some levity to, you know, a situation where everybody is panicking and they're like, oh my gosh, the next wave, there's a tsunami, and then there's going to be the flu and flu rona and a twindemic, and you know, before we even, you know, while you start to see the media go into a frenzy, I get that the average person was like, look, come on, okay, can we just, you know, please, alright, COVID's coming again. But I have to, though, I'm not siding on the side of media, but I have to say, this just confused the hell out of me. And the reason why is, thank God Omicron was milder, but why the hell did it kill some and not others? I mean, that's what this COVID has been doing. It kills some, it doesn't kill others. Same thing with hydroxychloroquine. You'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you think hydroxychloroquine works. I go, I think hydroxychloroquine works for some, and it might not work for others. I think hydroxychloroquine could be detrimental, could cause side effects to some, and I think it might be the cure for others. This is a very inconsistent, erratic virus. We still haven't figured out why some people die, young people die, and others don't. I mean, we'll later figure out it's probably a gene, some sort of propensity, something like that. I mean, or we might later find out that, you know, maybe there was a subtype strain that they got versus somebody else didn't, or that it was one of their comorbidities. But, you know, when you have vaccinated people like Colin Powell die of COVID, Meatloaf dies of COVID, and this is the same Omicron that other people, unvaccinated people, aren't dying of. And again, we don't know if Meatloaf was vaccinated. You know, you just kind of wonder what, you know, what the hell is going on? And I told you guys, you know, I was actually a little scared by this one because I don't think I ever had COVID in the last 2 years except for maybe one weekend. I had a little bit of a fever. This was July of 2020, and I had little aches, and I lost my taste for like a day, day and a half. That was about it. And so I'm like, damn, that sucker was mild. But this last time, Omicron, which was supposed to be milder than the other ones, this one, I feel my lungs fill up. I mean, it was the first time I was scared about COVID. And I'm like, whoa, I've been vaccinated. Didn't get the booster yet, but I've been vaccinated. What the hell is this doing, and why am I making a gum or film? And I know it sounds disgusting to talk about, but a lot of you guys, you're like, okay, what is it? It's different. I've never had a bronchitis that felt that way. I've never had a pneumonia that felt that way. What the hell was that? And how come my immune response, if that's the immune response, you know, why didn't my immune response do that same thing with pneumonia? Why COVID? What is it about COVID that makes that slime? I don't get it. So weird stuff. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Iraqi security officials are reporting gunmen from the Islamic State extremist group attacked an army barrack 75 miles north of Baghdad early Friday, killing 11 soldiers as they slept. The attack happened roughly at 3 a.m. local time. A Florida man, 47-year-old Steve Shand, has been charged with human smuggling on Thursday after a family of four Indian nationals, including a baby and a teenager, were found frozen to death in Canada at the U.S. border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection had apprehended a group of individuals who had crossed into the United States from Canada, just south of Emerson, Manitoba. Further, it indicated that one of the adults was carrying items meant for an infant, but that no infant was found with the group.
Royal Canadian Mounted Police Assistant Commissioner Jane McLatchy says their patrols in harsh conditions found the bodies. USA Radio News. The WHO says alcohol has no benefit for your heart.
The World Health Organization says no amount of alcohol is good for the heart. The WHO putting out a policy brief last week to debunk the widespread notion that alcohol is safe in moderation. Critics were quick to argue that they ignored evidence. The Federation responded by updating the policy brief to further defend their stance with specific studies cited. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Guard in New Mexico has been called in to help.
New Mexico has become the first state to ask National Guard troops to serve as substitute teachers due to the pandemic. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham.
It's not a recruitment tool for any state department or the Guard or anybody else. It's just a vehicle to make sure that schools can stay open.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I apologize. You know, I'm up at higher altitude. I am I'm broadcasting from Lake Tahoe until I could find an area to broadcast downstairs when the conference is all set up. You guys get to see my hotel room. Hopefully there's no underwear around or bra. So we're trying to kind of keep it, you know, rated PG, but this is my hotel room. And you get to see the trees. That's pretty. It's really pretty. I love Lake Tahoe. It's gorgeous. So anyway, we're broadcasting from Lake Tahoe. Big thanks to GCN Network for putting up with me. So I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada. So one of the biggest pieces of news to hit in the last month is Adele was going to have a residency and do shows, I'm not sure for how long, maybe for a year, in Las Vegas. And Adele is a brilliant singer, a brilliant performer. And so when yesterday she dropped a video, and she was very, very emotional that they ain't ready. That's what she said. She said, we ain't ready. A whole bunch of emotions came out. People were like, oh my gosh, she canceled the show 24 hours before. You know, what is COVID doing to us? I'm like, ain't. I was more shocked that a British person used the word ain't. Because you can't say ain't. You know, it's interesting. So the very first time I think I said the word ain't, oh, my mom jumped on that. My mom was so big on grammar and proper English. In fact, she still corrects me. So I'll be like, yeah, I threw something on the ground. She's like, floor. She'll always jump in. And I think part of the reason why my English is like that is because my father was Israeli and English was like a second language. So a lot of my English, my mom had to constantly correct my English because I wanted to speak like my dad. You know, what you don't make, this make no sense. You know, and so a lot of my English and my grammar isn't, and my mom would keep correcting me. So if I'm like, nah, that ain't right, ain't. Now, my father never really said ain't. The ain't came from, you know, when you're in the southern United States, even if it's the Southwest, you sometimes pick up a little twang, and you sometimes get a little redneck in there. And so it's like, well, I just pick up the southern, and it's like, well, I ain't fixin' to do nothing. Like, no, okay, first of all, no ain't, you know, and nothing isn't a word. And so actually they are. They are words that people use. But, you know, when I was confused, you know, my mom was like, do the British say it? That was our barometer. Do the British use that word? And I'm like, where do the British get to be experts on English? That just make no sense to me. But apparently the British, I think the British, actually historians, was it really the British that came up with English or was like there other, you know, civilizations that came up with English? I got to look that up. So I will use the British as the barometer. I'm still not happy with them because I never got over the taxation without representation like everybody else did. It's only been a few hundred years, and I don't understand why everybody's acting like it never happened. But, okay, fine. But, you know, I like a lot of British people. I love their country. You know, it's okay. We're right now, you know, tensions are low. There's no, we're not in a cold war with the British. But, you know, I'm just not a fan of tea, and I'm not a fan of my English needing to be corrected because the British speak properly. But when Adele said, we ain't ready, I just think that gave us a complete permission. That has now opened the floodgates for us to use the word ain't. If a am I right? If a British person says the word ain't or says anything that might be, improper, I think we could do that. You know, other words that I don't think we're allowed to do is like factoid. Factoid is not supposed to be a word. I know Webster's Dictionary adds words. A lot of people will say adverse or averse incorrectly. I misspell advice and advice. I need a Kleenex. This is, where in the hotel room is it? I know there's a Bible here. All right. Let me see what other words. Affect and effect people mess up. But what are some words that people say, I need to find this, that aren't real words, that are, my nose. Let me see here. Yeah. I'll find it. But anyway. Okay. So, can't say ain't until Adele says it. But let's talk about it. So Adele was very, very upset. She did a very emotional, you know, apology. And, you know, saying that her team isn't ready. And, you know, she said it was supply chain issues. It was due to COVID. And, you know, you're looking at this. And my first thought is, I'm like, all we need is Adele. She could get up on stage. She could just stand there in front of a microphone. I think her fans are going to just be fine. Just listen to Adele. I mean, you know, you don't have to have the dancing. You don't have to have the dancers. You don't have to have all the scenery and all the props and all that. If there's a COVID supply chain issue, then, you know, but it's interesting because I thought a day or two before they had said that in order to come to the Adele concert, you had to have proof of vaccination. And I was wondering if that was going to be, or not only proof of vaccination, but a negative COVID test. And I thought that was going to, yeah, about 20 hours ago, I'm looking at News 8, anybody going to the concert had to not only be vaccinated, but show that they were negative for COVID. Well, that I thought was going to cause a huge uproar because the problem with testing negative now is a lot of us were vaccinated. A lot of us just got over COVID, but you could still test positive. So if you could still test positive, now if you spent all that money on a ticket, how do you get in? She has every right to do that. They have every right to do it. And, you know, look, if you have active COVID, we don't want you here. But the tests are not very accurate these days, especially for Omicron. And some of these tickets I'm hearing cost about 30 grand. I don't know how they cost that much. So she was very tearful. Fans were paying between $85 and $12,000, and people were selling them $30,000 on the bootleg market. People have traveled to Las Vegas all over the world, and it was supposed to start today. So she canceled the 24-night run. I thought she was going to just postpone it, but now we're being told that it got canceled. And, you know, she does look sorry. She does look sad. But she said that this was based on COVID supply issues. And so it's fascinating to me how, you know, it's, I apologize, my nose is, I don't know why my nose is running. Altitude does that to me in cold. It is cold in here because we're in Tahoe. Yeah. It just is fascinating to me the impact that this stupid virus, and it is a stupid virus, it's a deadly virus, but this stupid virus has 2 years later. And it's not just some people are making a killing. They've made money. People made money in COVID. I think we have 5 million new millionaires in America due to COVID because they, I don't know if they invested in Amazon or if they had, they were able to do an online store or whatever. So people have been able to, and I'm sure people are going to be stealing each other's COVID tests, and then they're going to try to sell those on the black market or whatever they're going to do. But it shows that every industry got affected. Remember when, oh my God, dun, 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 Tom Cruise. Remember Tom Cruise has this meltdown while they're filming the new Mission Impossible. And you saw the frustration he had screaming at people about their masks and all that. So when you see some of the wealthiest people in some of these industries also be affected, you're just like, you know, how did we let this happen? In a world when we had Ebola, that didn't completely, you know, crush the world, and thank God, you know, that got contained. And when we always have flu, when we have, you know, colds and infections and hepatitis and tuberculosis and pneumonia and this super gonorrhea, MRSA, when we're in a world with so many bugs, it just blows my mind that one virus and then its variants can just keep shutting us down. Now, mind you, it could also be stupid decisions made by our public officials. Like, okay, well, you know, people want to go back to work, they need to have a negative test, or just mandate that they vaccinate, or who knows. But it just, it doesn't look like anybody, with the exception of those that made money, you know, didn't get affected by this somehow. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are broadcasting from my hotel room in Lake Tahoe until the conference gets set up and we can broadcast. You guys get to see the hotel room, but you also get to see some of beautiful Lake Tahoe on my Facebook Live. Now, this is interesting. Now, I don't have the study in front of me, but multiple news outlets have been reporting that a study has come out saying natural immunity in somebody who wasn't vaccinated did more to protect somebody from the Delta wave than the vaccines. Now, I don't think I've seen American outlets. This is coming from Times of Israel and Euronews, but this is very interesting. They say unvaccinated people who had previously contracted COVID-19 and survived were better protected against the Delta variant than those who were only vaccinated. They said with the release of the research, which was published in its Morbidity and Mortality Weekly report, the CDC emphasized that vaccination still remains the safest strategy against the disease. CDC said viruses are constantly changing, including the virus that causes COVID-19. So based on the CDC data, the study said that people with natural immunity, which is something that we have been asking for the government to at least acknowledge and public officials to acknowledge. I mean, this is something we've been saying from day one. You can't reproduce nature in a lab. The vaccines are fantastic. That's why we have them. I've gotten my tetanus shot. I've gotten my polio shot. I've gotten my MMR vaccines. I didn't get the chickenpox vaccine because I'm too old. I got chickenpox. I get my flu vaccine every year. I'm a big fan of vaccines. But nobody was able to convince me this whole time that a vaccine would, from an immunological level, be better than what your body could do. Because again, what you're making in a lab is finite. What your body could do could be infinite. And so, you know, but we have to be very, very careful with what this study is saying. That doesn't mean vaccines didn't save lives. That doesn't mean that if you don't get vaccinated and you get COVID, you're better prepared. Because kind of look at what's happening with Omicron. Vaccinated people and unvaccinated people who had COVID, natural immunity, they still got Omicron. But it's fascinating that finally, and I don't know if anybody's going to say, sorry, doctors, for calling you anti-vax and nut jobs for trying to bring up natural immunity. No one's going to do that. But thank God some studies are being able to get out there and be discussed that, okay, look, guys, the science is evolving. And that's all I want. As a doctor, you're a scientist. When you go to medical school, you are taught, number one, don't be cocky. Number two, don't think that whatever you're learning today is going to be the whole truth, the absolute truth for the next 20, 30 years. Medicine is evolving. When I was an undergrad, we had hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and a non-A, non-B hepatitis. Well, nowadays we call it hepatitis C. So do I still call it non-A, non-B hepatitis? Well, if I'm trying to refer to hepatitis D and the other hepatitises, maybe. But now it's hepatitis C. Now we have SARS-CoV-2. Science is always changing. So when doctors are like, okay, look, we've learned about natural immunity. We understand, you know, we got the vaccines, we're using them. But, you know, why can't somebody who has natural immunity still keep their job? Like these nurses who have been from the way beginning, you know, frontline heroes. They were honored as heroes. There were these memes where you saw Superman and the Marvel characters and the DC characters kneel to them as they walk down the hall. They were heroes. And then months later, they get canned when they decide not to get a vaccine. And they're saying, but why can't you just draw my blood and let me show you I have natural immunity? No. They got fired for that. And those of us doctors saying, guys, are you really going to be firing our own who obviously lived through the pandemic that want to be there? And you'll deny them trying to show a blood test that they have some natural immunity? Why can't there be that conversation? Now there's a doctor who's been suspended in Maine for multiple social media posts. She has to get a neuropsych consult, a neuropsych evaluation. She has to undergo a hearing. She also prescribed ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. So there's multiple reasons why she got suspended. But one such post that she had put on her Twitter that the medical board found as reason to suspend her and to order a neuropsychiatric consult was, she's like, why won't the government let us look at natural immunity and consider that in some of our, people are being punished for bringing up natural immunity. And here we have a study saying, look, guys, all right, so Euro News talked about it, Times of Israel. So Times of Israel said, during America's last surge of the coronavirus, driven by the Delta variant, people who were unvaccinated but had previously recovered from COVID-19 were better protected than those who were vaccinated and not previously infected. The finding is the latest to weigh in on the debate on the relative strengths of natural versus vaccine-acquired immunity. We call it artificial immunity, but people don't like that term, so now it's called vaccine-acquired immunity. And so the authors of the paper warned, however, against depending on infection as a strategy, given the higher risks to unvaccinated people who weren't previously infected, we still have to look at hospitalization, long-term impacts, death, compared to vaccinated people. But they say by November 30th, 2021, 131,000 residents of California and New York had died from COVID. And in the paper, they use that as statistical modeling. And they said the level of protection offered by vaccination and surviving a previous infection changed during the study period. Now, vaccination still remains, which is what the CDC, everybody, you'll see throughout today, you know, don't let this study make you think that vaccination doesn't protect you. Unvaccinated people still seem to die at higher rates. I feel Omicron didn't take me down because one, it was milder, and two, I had vaccination. But having a study say, look, the natural immunity, and once the study gets published, I don't know if it's been peer-reviewed, I guess they used case data from 1.1 million people who tested positive in New York and California between May 30th to November 30th, used those model inferences, and prior to Delta becoming dominant, vaccination, they said, convert greater immunity, but then the relationship shifted when the variant became predominant in late June and July. They said by the week of October 3rd, vaccinated people who did not have prior COVID were 3 to 4 times in California and New York, respectively, more likely to be infected than unvaccinated people with prior COVID. So they found vaccinated people, which is something we have been asking for numbers, seem to get Delta in those population study groups more. So what does that mean? Well, here's my thing with it, okay? Natural immunity, obviously, you know, you have a virus. Your antibodies could pick up nuances. Your vaccine is giving us spike proteins. It's a very small piece of the virus that it's training us to fight. So obviously, it's really common sense that your natural your antibodies that you will make will be more comprehensive. I hope nobody has been debating that this whole time. But the problem is, yeah, maybe you fared better, but having the virus, do we know what happens long term with the brain fog, with fertility? So I'm still not ready to tell people to go and get the virus on purpose, but let somebody with natural immunity keep their flipping job and get rid of the mandates. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.